Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great Veterans Day weekend. And thank you to all of our vets for your service, as well as to your families, because they certainly gave
Indeed.
As well.
Boy, they sure did.
We are in the midst of hunting season in the Lone Star State, and we've got a longtime friend, a guy that has a certain affinity for things big.
Ah.
That's why we're friends.
Yeah, right, okay.
So, no.
Yeah, you came in what, number two, number three?
Number three.
Right.
Number three at the time, you know. Justin Spring was the director of Big Game Records for a number of years at Boone and Crockett, and he has now made a significant move. He's the new executive director of Pope and Young.
Ooh.
For all you bow hunters out there.
Okay.
Certainly a comparison between the two, since when Pope and Young came on the scene in 61, they asked permission from Boone and Crockett to use their scoring system, adjusted minimum scores to gain entry into that record, and we're going to find out more about what's going on, plus of a Texas event that they're going to be holding in early December. We've got that. We've got some news from around the state as well as the nation, so y'all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And right off the top, I want to thank all of our friends up in Stamford, Texas, That's north of Abilene, where they held, I think, their 10th annual Hunters Appreciation Dinner.
Okay.
And great turnout. This was held on the square in the Pinnock building. Absolutely every seat that they had laid out in the building was taken. And that was about 450. And then they had extra tables, and they made the announcement, if you don't have a seat, there are chairs and tables in the back. Help yourself and set up and enjoy it in the great outdoors, you know.
That's
but
cool.
I want to thank Junior Walker and Waylon Ferreira, as well as all the other volunteers. They asked me to come up and say a few words. Just good folks.
That's great.
I love that country to hunt. Have hunted up in that North Texas area for probably about 40 years.
Uh-huh.
And saw some old friends, met a whole bunch of new ones.
Good.
And so congratulations on a very successful event.
Well, while you were there, I was up in Kilgore at the Texas Broadcast Museum for the induction ceremony for this year's group that went into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
Into the what?
The Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
Radio Hall of Fame. Oh,
thank you.
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah. Great turnout, though. It was a great, great turnout. Really a great show. That museum is incredible.
How many years now have they done inductions? I think you were in the first class, weren't you?
No. I was inducted in 2009.
Okay.
I should know. I'm on the board of directors, but I don't remember. But a bit, you know. But it means so much to these people. Others go, it's just a personality contest or something, you know, because we vote, the members vote.
Right.
And you go out and hustle membership. Join. If you join, you can vote,
right.
You know. But when you see these acceptance speeches and how much it means to these people, and I'm talking about some major pros and people have been at this for a long time and highly successful, and just a great ceremony. But Kilgore is a very cool town.
Oh, that whole area is.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's truly almost like a step back in time.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I was doing the East Texas Boat Show in Longview,
right,
and kids would come up. They weren't snatching and grabbing. You didn't have to make sure things were tied down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Please, thank you.
Yes, sir.
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
It was like, wow, this is the Texas of old, you know.
Oh, indeed, yeah.
So great place.
Great
area. Well, congratulations on another fine event.
It really was.
On Tuesday of this week, we had some elections.
Yes, we did.
And Texas Parks and Wildlife is pretty excited because Proposition 14, which creates the Centennial Park Conservation Fund, passed with overwhelming support for Texas voters. The fund is made from a portion of state budget surplus and creates a dedicated funding stream for acquiring and developing state parks.
I'll check that off my list. that's great, though.
Don't be getting over into my side of this deal.
Well, it just sort of popped up, and I went, this is cool. But
it really is. And the neat thing for all of y'all going, state parks, I don't visit them that much. First off, shame on you.
Yes.
Because we've got a great park system.
Tremendous system.
And number two, so much of that property particularly has been developed, or once it is developed, is additional hunting land.
Right.
That you can put in for, you know, some of the draws.
Uh-huh.
What you got on the national scene?
Well, the positive role the firearm and ammunition industry plays in the economy has more than tripled in the last 15 years. Rare positive news in a period of heavy inflation and recently shuttered bank doors, says the National Shooting Sports Foundation. But the industry's total economic impact in the United States increased to $80.73 billion in 2022, up from $19.1 billion in 2008. That's according to a recent report from the National Shooting Sports Foundation. The figure represents a 322% increase. The improvement allows more breadwinners to provide for their loved ones as well. NSSF estimates that between those years, the total number of full-time equivalent jobs in the firearm and ammunition industry rose from approximately 166,000 to more than 693,696,000. Industry's economic impact rose to $80.73 billion in 22, up from $70.52 billion in 21. Total jobs increased by more than 17,877 in that same period. So that's good news.
We are a force.
Yes, indeed.
We are.
And remember,
a force.
All you people, all you 366, you can vote. All you 396,696 people.
Absolutely, absolutely. Back on November 1st, we had our first sighting of a pair of whooping cranes.
Ah.
It is that time of year. They were spotted flying toward the Aransas National Wildlife Refuge, located, and they were on the southwest side of San Antonio. Their arrival about 10 days later than last year, but certainly within the typical arrival window. Folks, many times whooping crane, which are an endangered and protected species, they will be seen with the gray sandhill cranes that are a game bird.
Right.
Just make sure of your target. Enjoy watching them. Conditions of juvenile cranes arriving in Texas may see reduced numbers, but similar overall to the estimated 540 whooping cranes that inhabit Texas coastal areas.
Okay.
So just phenomenal animals. They're great to see. And if you get to see a pair with a juvenile with that mottled feather pattern, pretty interesting.
Or the mating dance. Well, now this is something, you'll poo-poo half of it, but for truck owners, actually it's pretty cool news from Stellantis, the people that make Ram.
Okay.
They've announced it'll be coming out next year. It's a hybrid. But they're using a system that Chevy did in the Volt, which was a great system. I don't think Chevy promoted Volt enough. You've got a gasoline engine. The vehicle always runs off the electric motors, though. But what happens if you get down on juice, the gas engine cuts in and charges the battery.
Okay.
All right? So with this thing, it's got a 145-mile range, purely electric, but it has a 3.6-liter V6 engine in it that's linked to the generator. So in showrooms toward the end of the year, it's going to have 663 horsepower. That's the electric motors.
Okay.
0 to 60 in 4.4. The battery is fully charged, and the generator's 27-gallon gas tank, when it's full, you can go almost 700 miles.
Wow.
Ah! And the truck also can tow 14,000 pounds. And the battery can be charged at home at a direct charging or fast charging station, but where it can take in enough electricity in 10 minutes to add 50 miles to it. But the cool thing is a two-direction home charging station. With that, the truck can power your house. During a storm.
Okay. Right. That's kind of like what happened with Ford.
The Lightning.
The Lightning, right.
Which is pure electric.
Right.
But with this thing, with this hybrid situation, that to me is the perfect combination, because you don't have that mileage withdrawal situation with pure electrics.
Yeah, and you don't have to trailer that generator behind. You
Correct.
Know,
You're carrying it with you. You know, but I mean, it's going. It's going to be pretty.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
With the weight, you've got an engine, and then you have the batteries, and you know that system.
Right.
Has anybody spoke to the additional weight and
no,
on
not
performance
yet? And since it's supposed to be coming out later next year, I'm sure certain changes will happen.
Sure.
But the batteries are getting better. The batteries are getting lighter. And now I saw a report the other day that now we're starting getting a bit of an oversupply of lithium, because the acceptance of the battery-powered cars ain't that good right now.
For those of us that recreate outdoors,
yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what they're doing towing-wise, what they're able to do.
But with this thing,
and what kind of drain.
Towing 14,000 is good. And then also it's going to have an electrical outlets in the bed that Ford started with, so you can power all your gear and your equipment and stuff. So it's pretty cool.
Sure. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report. And yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road.
That's right.
Right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Ah, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, BLYND. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years, with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I have several original models I've had in my place over 20 years, and they're still holding up and doing the job. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline: rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original Blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, and other accessories at blind.com. Again, BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the Blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
Check out their website for a dealer near you. If you are in Mission, check out Southwest Hay and Feed, Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, or Ashley's Rental for our friends over in the Shreveport, Louisiana area.
Okay, very good.
All right,
and I also must mention this in our vast studio audience today is my glorious daughter, Gloria Gunn, joining us. A little vacation time with
Dada. She's nothing like Harold, okay? So,
anyhow, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as good, while this Sunday and Monday are our two best days of the week. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are a trio of good days. Friday's a fair day. Next weekend has two more good ones. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, with game beginning to feed either side of the noon hour, continuing to forage until late afternoon. On Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon and continue to feed well into the evening hours after sunset. On Monday, November the 13th, we will have a new moon. On the coast this weekend and on Monday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Tuesday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Wednesday through next Sunday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day.
All right, on the coast, if you have not noticed, and actually across the Lone Star State and Louisiana, there's been some cooler, if not colder, weather move into our area, and that's been a wind shift. And on the coast, that means water is blown out of the back marsh area. With that water leaving, also takes bait. Lots of bird activity. Actually, this coming week, it looks as though we're going to be pretty cool. And then we're not going to see those real high temperatures that we kind of bounced up to.
Right.
Fishing has been excellent, particularly under the birds. And they're making speckled trout are making the transition from the shallow water to deeper depths. Out in the surf, redfish, both the bull redfish as well as some slots, are very active, particularly around the jetties. That's true at the Cameron jetties. They're the entrance to Lake Calcasieu in southwest Louisiana. Then you've got Sabine Lake that has been absolutely on fire, and some really good fishing around the Pleasure Island North Wall, as well as the Intercoastal Waterway, holding some beautiful redfish around the rock piles, points, and cuts. Best bet, live shrimp under a popping cork. Galveston Bay has been active, particularly in the West Galveston Bay area and on up into Chocolate Bayou. That becomes a great winter hotspot. Down out of Freeport, their jetties have been active. Don't discount those small satellite bays that are in and around both north and south of Freeport. Down in behind St. Joe Island, Matagorda Island, you can fish the beach front. Or what's called the beachfront on the backside of the islands, also the back bays, and you're going to play again the ebb and flow of tides. Baffin Bay is turned on. Just couldn't believe when I saw the temperature had dropped to 65 degrees here.
Ooh.
Absolutely. It's chilled down for sure. Port Mansfield, high barometric pressure slowed things a little bit, but before that, great fishing around the grass lines. On soft plastics. And for those of you like I do, love to fish for mangrove snapper, go to the back end of the Brownsville Ship Channel And you can just have your fill. Don't forget, out to 9 nautical miles, you can go for redfish.
Okay.
What's going on in East Texas?
Well, let's take a peek. Lake Conroe. Catfish continue to be great on points, ledges, humps, and structure using catfish bubblegum liver. Worms are punch bait. Hybrids are in 12 to 23 feet of water on flats, trolling with a pet spoon and a diver or jigging MT pockets and slabs. Yes, there we go. Fork. Lake Fork crappie fishing is awesome. As the fish are feeding heavy as they prepare for colder months, the crappie are becoming much more aggressive as water temperatures are dropping into the lower 60s. Still fishing standing timber and brush piles in 18 to 40 feet of water. Catfishing continues to be incredible on baited holes. Drop some cattle cubes or sour grain near areas that are holding shad and the channel catfish will stack up. Target timber along creek channels in 20 to 25 feet right now with cheese punch bait. Sam Rayburn. Bass are moving deeper with deep diving crankbaits as the thing to play with. Some bass continue to be shallow, biting topwaters, crankbaits, and spinnerbaits. Wacky worms along the edges of grass and pads will continue to catch fish as well. Tyler, bluegill good, with nice size catches on red worms all over the lake. Bass drop, bass are good, throwing a frog early around the reeds most mornings. A small topwater or wake bite will get some bites as well. The best bite is on 4 to 5 inch Cinco type worms in watermelon and pumpkin colors around grass lines and clumps. Fayette. Bass are good throwing a frog early around the reeds most mornings. A small topwater or wake bite will get some bites as well. The best bite is on a 4 to 5 inch Cinco type worm in watermelon and pumpkin colors around the grass lines and clumps. Limestone. Crappie are suspended on brush and standing timber in 6 to 12 feet of water, suspending biting minnows. Largemouth bass are in 4 to 11 feet of water using a Texas rig, chatterbait, or lipless crankbait. Bass will start keying on red-colored baits. Palestine. Crappie fishing is excellent on minnows and jigs in brush in 10 to 20 feet of water, standing timber and bridge pillars in 18 to 25 feet of water. Tawakoni. The trophy catfish bite has kicked off, and they're seeing several fish up to 50 pounds being caught on fresh shad in the mid-depths of 15 to 25 feet. The eating-size catfish bite is again wide open on baited holes from 18 to 30 feet with prepared baits. Texoma, catfishing is good on chunked-up gizzard shad drifting in 50 to 60 feet of water, fishing along the bottom. Smaller fish are stacked on the ledges in 30 to 40 feet. Largemouth or smallmouth bass fishing is good along the bluffs.
All right, let's head to South Texas down Corpus Christi way where catfish are good in 10 to 15 feet of water on cut carp, minnows, and dip baits. Alligator gar are good in 10 to 15 feet of water on cut carp. To our friends in the Rio Grande Valley, Falcon Reservoir catfish are good along the ledges and flats in 8 to 20 feet of water using cutter live bait. Keeper catfish are good on suspending baits fished around timber. Brownwood, Harold. Here's your specific numbers again.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Black bass to 4.20 pounds are good on jigs and crankbaits in 1 to 12 feet of water. Bait is moving into the cove pockets, and the bass will soon follow for the feeding frenzy. Lake Meredith, white bass are excellent throughout the day on minnow slabs and any vertical presentation. Many limits are being caught using drop shot or minnows. And limits of walleye are good using minnows, grubs, and blade baits.
Mighty tasty.
Yes, they are.
All right, heading to the hill country. Brady, catfish are good on live perch up the creek on trot lines or jug lines. Cut shad will catch the blues and channel cats, but you need live perch for the yellow cats. Crappie are good on live minnows near hardwood cover or docks. Big Lake Buchanan, bass are good. Just look for rocks and work crankbaits through those and topwaters over them in shallow water. Jigs and worms work well also. Crawworm or fluke around the trees does wonders. Canyon. With the water temperature continuing to drop due to the cold front, bass are moving away from matted grass and finding the edges of the grass lines and offshore rock piles and grass. Slowly rolling a spinnerbait and a swimbait is the most productive. Travis. Bass are starting to chase shad in the backs of coves. Shad imitation swimbaits or flukes in the backs of coves. The topwater bite has been good for bass using walking-style baits along the shores as the bass are chasing bait up tight.
All right, on the hunting scene, and this portion of that program, how about this program?
Yeah, it could be this one.
Brought to you by Dallas Safari Club. Dallas Safari Club's mission is to ensure the conservation of wildlife through public engagement, education, and advocacy for the well-regulated hunting and sustainable use. The vision of DSC is a society that values wildlife, engages in its conservation, and understands and supports the role of well-regulated hunting in the sustainable use of wild resources. Dallas Safari Club is a member of the International Union for Conservation of Nature and is a mission-focused conservation organization funded by hunters from around the world. In recent years, millions of dollars have been channeled to qualified projects, organizations, and programs in support of that mission. Whether at Dallas Safari Club's huge annual four-day convention held each January or events held by one of its local chapters, these are places hunters gather and create a sense of family. Help Dallas Safari Club continue to make a difference by becoming a member, getting involved, and becoming a part of their growth. For more information, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org. And on the hunting scene, the last of the first split, or early season dove season, closes this Sunday, November 12, in the North Zone. Mm-hmm. But coming up opening December 15th, the beginning of the second split in the North, Central, and South Zone. Mm-hmm. Check your Texas Parks and Wildlife annual or their app for season date closers. Other seasons that are open, and again, check that app out because everything I'm going to mention now is open. So we got lots of options.
There you go.
Sandhill Crane in Zone A, statewide quail season. Harold's favorite, Chakalakas down in Cameron, Hidalgo, Star and Willsey counties. The second split of the regular duck season in the High Plain Management using unit. The first split continues in the south zone of the regular in the south zone for our regular duck season, he's trying to say. through January 7th, we've got the Rio Grande fall turkey season, whitetail deer season. In South Texas, we've got the general whitetail season and the Rio Grande turkey season. Through the 7th, the light and dark goose season in the east zone continues, as does the west zone. And finally, the Wilson snipe, or the common snipe, or the jack snipe, not what you use for a burlap bag.
Right, you know? right.
Is also open and available for us to hunt.
Okay.
All right. We should take a break.
Not yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Aha.
Okay. A little drum roll for the excitement.
Uses gas. All right.
Sorry.
Yes, it's the on or off the road, my friends, and mainly on, really, the 2023 Kia Soul GT line. It's a compact four-door hatchback wagon that looks like a box, okay, but it's neat. Seats five, it's front-wheel drive, but it's got 147 horsepower, 2-liter four-cylinder engine on it. Very, very peppy vehicle, but when you fold the back seats down, you really got a lot of space. It's got 60-40 split rear seats. You can haul a lot of deer corn in this thing. Safety, of course, forward collision avoidance, blind spot collision avoidance, rear cross traffic avoidance. Neat little interior, 10 1/4-inch touchscreen with nav, Sirius XM with it, a rear view camera, dual zone automatic AC. Their little GT line sports, you know, leather stuff and neat little badging and so on. It's cool. Big thing about Kias, man, is that 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. The additional stuff on this thing, again, their GT line tech package, Harman Kardon premium audio, smart cruise control with stop and go, power driver seat with lumbar, a lot of LED lights, fog lights, electronic parking brakes. And the beauty of it is it's loaded at 27. So anything under 50 these days is pretty good.
Right.
But 28 miles per gallon in the city, 33 on the highway, and it's really cute. You may remember the old ads they used to have with the hamsters driving. If hamsters like them, you know it's got to be cool. So it's the 2023 Kia Soul. This is the sporty GT line.
In the fleet that you draw from that they provide vehicles for you.
Right.
None of the trucks, none of the off-road, Jeep, four-wheel drive, Land Rover, any of those?
Occasionally, yeah, but I mean...
Just occasionally?
Well, they handle a lot of different vehicles. So, if I want the Ford Lightning, I've got to take the Yugo.
And we don't want the Ford Lightning.
I've got to take the Yugo, though. But that's just what it is. But, our audience certainly has more than one vehicle, and I'm sort of at the will of the press fleet. But to get the stuff I really like, I've got to take some other stuff. You know, it's just the way it works. And they bounce them around.
We got more stuff for y'all.
We got a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, Justin Spring, the new executive director of Pope and Young. We're going to be talking big critters right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C-Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$49 Christmas special. That's any combination of 3 subscriptions or 3 years at just $49. Give 3 friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $49. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions. Just $49. Or sign up or renew for 3 years for just $49. To subscribe, call 713-957-3997 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. That's TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. We're back, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source for protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, the thermometer is starting to drop. We're starting to see some winter or fall and early winter weather and precipitation. That puts a toll on critters as they try to stay warm. The rut's underway. Bucks are utilizing stored resources they built up over the summer. Keep Fortified Cottonseed available year-round. That limited intake means they're only going to eat what they need, what they want. And from all reports, we're hearing from everybody that has gone onto a full Fortified Cottonseed regimen.
The savings.
2.5 to 1 savings over a protein regimen. For more information, go to fortifiedcottonseed.com. Check out a dealer. Find a dealer closest to you. You can also stop by one of the many tractor supplies and pick up as many bags as you need. If you've got a big order, give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Well, the last time we had our guest on, he was in Missoula, Montana, at Boone and Crockett.
Beautiful
he had taken over for our longtime friend Jack Renault.
Yeah.
Justin became a longtime friend, and he and I shared his, you know, muskox hunting and my observation of muskox up in the tundra region.
Right.
But now he left. And he's still counting big stuff.
Oh, okay.
But he's got an even bigger, more responsibility as the new executive director of Pope and Young Club. First off, Justin, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. Secondly, congratulations on the new position.
Hey, thanks. I really appreciate it. I'm real excited about this opportunity.
Well, you know, you certainly learned from a great group at Boone and Crockett, and I understand someone that you were basically working closely with has taken over as the new director of Big Game Records, correct?
Yep, that's Kyle Lair. He was with Boone and Crockett Oleg about 10 years as the assistant director, and so he stepped into that director role when I went over to work for PNY. Go with the Archer guys for a while.
Yeah, Justin, this is Harold. Missoula is such a beautiful place. Did you have to move?
You know, I did not. They're allowing me to work remote, so I am still in Western Montana and loving it.
Oh, that's great. Well, this gives me an opportunity. My burning question. People go, why'd you ask that? Well, because not everybody knows. Who was Pope and Young?
So it was two people that basically, from the very beginning, they were the ones that basically started archery. And so there was a Yawnee Indian named Ishii that basically came out of the woods in California and taught these two men all about archery and hunting and you know, the native ways of pursuing game. And so those were the two, Saxton Pope and Art Young. Those are the two guys that kind of started archery in the United States, you know, after that had happened. And so that's what the club's named after.
What's interesting is with the club being founded in 1961, when that came into being, they went to Boone and Crockett and asked if they could use their scoring system, correct?
That is correct. They wanted to create a record book basically to demonstrate to the states that archery tackle was an effective tool for management. At the time, not many states had archery seasons, so they approached Boone and Crockett and asked if they could use our records program. In a very similar situation where they could take and keep their data set to show folks the efficacy of archery and that it was a valid tool for management.
Basically, all they did besides picking up the scoring system was changing the minimums for acceptance into the Pope and Young record book, right?
Yeah, that's correct. There is a few slight differences that basically comes from where those minimum scores are at between the two systems. For example, on a pronghorn, Boone and Crockett will allow you to take a third circumference below the prong if the prong's high enough, where Pope and Young requires two below and two above. But again, it's very, very minimal differences, and we worked, you know, both organizations have worked quite closely. So me coming over wasn't a whole lot of a change. But working with a group of some friends, working with a bigger group of friends.
There you go.
Outstanding.
All right, we're up against the mid-show break. So, Justin, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Justin Spring, Executive Director, Pope and Young Club, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We continue our conversation with Justin Spring, Executive Director of Pope and Young Club, and their website is pope-young, that's pope-young.org. And right off the bat, Justin, give us just a quick overview of y'all's mission statement. I see on the website, preserve, promote, protect, bow hunting heritage, and fair chase.
Yeah.
All great points.
Yeah, I mean, that preserve, promote, protect kind of encompasses everything we've got going. You know, ensuring that archery continues, ensuring that the wildlife and wild places are there, the conservation side of it. It's a very broad organization, you know, but those are our key pillars, and you know, the future, the past, and all those things are all encompassed by that preserve, promote, protect.
Yeah, Justin, Bill said something. Fair chase. So kind of what are your rules on taking game?
So, again, Pope and Young and Boone and Crockett have always worked quite closely. A lot of the position statements on trail cameras, for example, were developed jointly. The idea is the animal, should have a better than 50% chance of escaping. I mean, that's the idea of fair chase. You can go back to the very beginnings of that. Is the animal has a better chance of eluding the hunter than the hunter has of taking the animal. And that just says we're careful about what we use. You know, we're not doing anything that would leave the animal helpless. And there's a few slight differences. Pope and Young does have some definitions of bows, on that Boone and Crockett doesn't necessarily follow. They do not want electronics other than, a lighted knock on the bow. But other than that, it's a very similar statement to Boone and Crockett. We kind of work hand in hand on promoting the ethics of hunters going forward. And we both organizations think that is a very important piece of the future of North American wildlife.
Let me interject real quick. I'm sorry, Bill, but I say bows. Does crossbows fall into this?
So there is a separate organization that keeps crossbow-only records. Pope and Young is only a vertical hand-drawn bow is what their records are dedicated to, but there is a group called Bolt and Quarrel that has just started in the last couple of years. It's doing crossbow records as well. So, we direct anybody that comes to Pope and Young to reach out to those guys and recognize the animal with them.
All right, you talk about records, and you as the former director of Big Game Records at Boone and Crockett, now the executive director, I know you watched Pope and Young while you're at Boone and Crockett and will continue to monitor Boone and Crockett.
Right.
But have you seen instances where there is a real disparity in that fair chase definition? I mean, obviously you and I have had many conversations about what constitutes fair chase, what type of fencing is and is not allowed and considered fair chase. Anything that stands out, or are y'all pretty much in lockstep with each other?
On those main topics in terms of barriers and whatnot, we're all fairly lockstep. Like I said, we've got a lot of technology coming forward, and both organizations are always, trying to put in some type of stipulation, more to get the hunter thinking than a hard line. I mean, if we say, a 6.5 foot fence or higher is high fence. Well, how many 6-foot, 5-inch fences they're deep. we don't really want to put that, hard line in there unless we have to. But it's just thinking, I use the example of cellular trail cameras is a great one. They're quite, you can use them. You can use them to scout. The rules say that we can't use them for making a instantaneous decision, right? So if we're sitting here having this conversation and I get a buzz on my phone and say, oh, the buck's headed to the feeder, I can't go make that hunt. That's where we say that line's crossed. But hunters need to be thinking about that. You've got 5 or 6 deer leases across the country and they all have cellular cameras. That's a pretty big footprint. And so we want hunters thinking about that. Are they taking advantage of technology to harvest that game, or are they actually giving the deer or elk or whatever it may be that opportunity to elude, to win that, the head-to-head competition that is hunting.
Yeah, let me ask real quick, too. Is this like North America or global? What areas do you guys cover?
Pope and Young is the same as Boone and Crockett in terms of being North American game. We do accept the caribou that come from Greenland, whereas Boone and Crockett does not. But other than that, it's very similar. There are some variations in acceptable bison locations between the two organizations. But it's pretty much all native North American free-ranging game.
Well, if you want to grow an organization,
yeah,
one of the best places to come is the largest outdoor market in the country.
Where's that?
That's Texas.
Oh, okay.
And y'all have something coming up on December 2nd of this year, the Pope and Young Bowhunters Bash in Bryan College Station.
Oh.
You're going to have to deal with a bunch of Aggies,
Yes.
But they're good folks.
Says the Baylor grad.
We love our
Aggies. Yes,
yeah, that's right. Right. Tell us a little bit about what's going on, what y'all have planned.
So that's kind of a regional event that we're rolling out. We've got a couple of them in the works. We're trying Texas. We're really excited. We actually have already sold out that actual event for this year.
Wow, really?
And so we have added a pre-event where it will be at one of the local bow shops down there. But we're going to, looks like right now we're going to have a pre-event where you can be involved in the raffles and whatnot. And hopefully, you know, next year around, we're going to try to make that event twice as big because we've got a lot of interest. And so we're real excited. Come on down and, you know, check us out. You'll see some stuff on the website when that pre-event starts so other folks can get involved. And we'd love to see everybody come out.
Are you going to come back to Texas again for next year?
That is the plan. I said, when we had it sell out as quick as we did, we're super excited about the enthusiasm we've got down there, and we've already are working on finding a bigger venue so we can get more folks involved.
Go to their website, pope-young.org, and there is a banner, a rotating banner, on the Bow Hunters Bash. You can click on it and get information. Wow. No need to worry about purchase tickets if you're already sold out. But it looks as though, can we spend our money online, you know, through the auction and silent auction, things of that nature?
Yep, we do have that. That auction will be online. There's some great items on there, including there's an archery baited brown bear hunt in Alaska. So if you've always wanted to go get a brown bear with your bow, that's one of the items that we've got. Ooh. Those are available to anybody that logs in. That will be on the website as well. And I do believe those items should be going up and live on the website in the next week or so. So you can check those out now.
There you go, Harold. You always wanted to be up close and personal.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, now pull out a bow.
You Absolutely. You betcha.
Oh, coming up, what do we have to do? I'm looking just to provide a credit card and then spend and bid like crazy, right?
Yeah, no. Though there's a system that they verify you as a bidder, and then once you can, you know, all those items will be available, and there will be, you know, while the auction's going, you can watch it live, and that bidding can take place then, and it's a, you know, it's a pretty cool opportunity for those folks that can't be in the room to have an opportunity to get some of these great items.
Well, I tell you what, all you bow hunters out there, I know you're interested. If you're a rifle hunter looking to master another discipline,
there you go.
You know, bow hunting certainly improves your stealth just so much. You know, so many benefits. And truly, any trophy that's taken with a bow is a trophy. You
Absolutely.
Know? I mean, it's amazing.
Absolutely.
Again, the website is pope-young.org. Our guest today has been our friend Justin Spring. Justin, again, congratulations on the new position. Best of luck to you. Make sure that you holler at me and Harold anytime we can help you all out.
Really appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Justin. Friends, we shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, it's coming up here on November 14th, the Tyler chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet in Tyler at the W.T. Brookshire Conference Center. You can hear about that event on our good affiliate up there, KTBB Radio. For information on this event, go to ducks.org. On November the 14th, also Lubbock chapter of Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet held at the Center Point Event Center in Lubbock. And again, ducks.org is the site to give you that information. And then you can go to one of those great events, or maybe both of them if you can drive fast enough, in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember that Hybrid Light is now the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. They hold a charge, miraculously, for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. For our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, discount code TEXAS20 at hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, Justin Spring, and again, congratulations to him for becoming named the new executive director of Pope & Young. Their website, pope-young.org, and I'm excited for them about that Bow Hunter Bash in Bryan College Station.
Well, you said during our break that by the time you heard about it, it was already sold out, right?
Yeah. Sold out, you know, so you can still bid online. Go to pope-young.org.
Very good. Very good. Hey, do remember to check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. It's got a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. You can play the shows there. Just click on Listen to Our Show. Also, of course, you can hear us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Facebook. We're all over the place. So, you know, you can't miss it, all right? Remember, be safe out there so you can join us again next time, because we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. It's Texas Outdoor News.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.